This live broadcast of the Petersburg School Board meeting is brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, helping clients find out how to protect any valuable asset, from stamp or teacup collections to houses and boats of all sizes, and everything in between. Plenty of information from the local agents is available. Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, 772-3858.
Recommending the motions and we're moving along. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to recommend that I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second it.
Thank you. No student report. They're off enjoying summer. Correspondence? Do we have any comments from the audience unrelated to agenda items? Comments related to agenda items? Comments from board members?
It's a spiffy looking minibus that we have now.
Yes, it's awesome. Thank you to Dan, wherever he went. Okay, I will make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Do we need to discuss all these points? Cheryl, on there? No? Okay.
Do you have a roll call on that?
Or you do, because there's the action.
Okay. I'm ready, Sharon. Please do the roll call.
Megan Lister?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Cheryl
Lyle? Yes.
Marla
Chomsky? Yes. All right. Superintendent's report.
Oh. Okay. So I will just do a quick little overview, just to thank you to Dan for, like you guys were just saying, for bringing the MFSAB, we like to call it Moby. I don't know why, but that's why we're calling it. We like it. And he brought it up just so you guys could see it, and we're happy with it so far, so we wanted you guys to see it. And he wanted me to pass along a few things about what's going on with all the projects around, all the RFPs and different things that have been approved, and finishing up on some of the renovation projects. And we have lots going on. If you haven't been able to come up and check out the lights in the gym, you might want to do that. They're in, and they are fantastic and very bright, and they're going to be very energy efficient, and we're really excited about that. They're also in the mat room, same thing. So we're looking forward to that, and they are a fast-working crew, super fast. So if you have any, you want to come up and check those out anytime, you could let us know. The gym refurbishing will happen in July. If you haven't seen the front steps of the middle school, they are gone. They have been jackhammered away and filled with D2, I think, gravel. Anyway, they're ready to have the next bin there. They'll come back when it's raining, do the prep work, set the forms, and then when it's nice again, then they'll pour the concrete. So that's all happening this week. All the fencing's been ripped down around the office end of the elementary school already, and they are working. They were still working when I left at 5:30, so that's moving ahead too. Carpet, lots of carpet coming. Carpet in the hallway, carpet in the classrooms. It's all coming in June, around between the 18th and the 22nd. And that's all on schedule. The loading dock will be happening also the end of June, beginning of July. And that's also still part of the renovation project that's taking place. And we're also going to be getting the ADA ramp put in at that time, and the ADA handicapped door openers, and that's all going to come under the renovation project. So we're happy about that. The 1% Art Committee met. That's also part of that renovation project. That's a requirement of the state, and so we did put out for proposals, and we received quite a few. And the committee met this week, and we're working with the artists on that, and hoping to get going with that over the summer and in the fall. We put out a photography RFP. We're working with that. That's not really a money thing, but that's an opportunity for different photographers in town to submit a proposal if they would like to be part of the, you know, to do that in the schools. And so we'll be working on that. We'll work on professional development plans for next year and teacher evaluation. And yeah, that's the list. There's a lot of things on the list. And it's been a busy, crazy year. And I would like to thank the board for all their support. And I would like to thank my partners in crime out here in the audience, Mr. Dormer, Mr. Cabral, Mrs. Tolland, Sharon, Karen, for helping me through this crazy spring. I appreciate it. That's it.
You did well. It seemed easy.
How are they going to access the movie theater while the stairs are being done?
They have a plan. I don't know what the plan is, but Dan and Ann have a plan.
Okay.
Yeah, they've got a rerouting. Mr. Dormer knows the plan, I think, too.
I haven't heard how they come
in. They've got a rerouting.
Going out, kind of side entrance of the
school. Yeah, yeah.
On the, I don't know what the street's called.
On the back side there. Yeah.
But the theater will be open, though, and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They've got a rerouting sign proposal. Is that me making all the noise? I can take it off.
Okay, good for feed.
Okay,
thank you. Principal report, Mr. Dormer.
Hello, good evening. Yes, lots going on, and it's a fairly short report because it almost seemed overwhelming to try to put all the little things, but I will start by just thanking Ashley Lohr, obviously Superintendent KP, Mr. Lenhard, Dan Tate, his crew, you know, John Caleb graduation I thought was very, very good, very good. I don't want to say it was the best ever or anything because I don't want to make anyone else feel bad, but it was certainly at the top as far as graduation ceremonies and speakers and students and community, of course, not only for their generosity, just for people coming out and supporting our kids, and it was awesome. So that was a great way to end the year and feel like great closure. It was fun having all the staff on the floor for the first time. That was pretty cool. I enjoyed that. I thought it was a nice picture if you're looking down and recognizing what it takes to get kids there. So it was cool. I did just a very brief update. There isn't much new going on, but as we talk about changing that AR to include the new grading system, weighted grades, talking about plus or minus, we did open it up and we advertised and had an opportunity for students to give input, and we did not get any. So students obviously are not greatly concerned, and it wasn't right at the end of the year. It was several weeks ago. So we've been fielding some stuff from parents and listening, and we still, I think, going to reach out a little bit to parents, just try to get a little bit more. We have notes and things from the fall when we discussed it, as well as student concerns and such. So I think we're taking those into consideration, and our goal is to start September handbooks, student handbooks, with whatever we decide and get through with those ARs. So no big changes from the, and it's still on the website if people are interested in looking both what they currently are and the proposed changes to AR 5127 and AR 5121. So a lot of report there. Finally, just something that's out there, just so people know, and this is, I guess, somewhat notifying the board, but just the idea that we have old basketball uniforms, and basketball is their turn. Mr. Grawl processes the cycle of when teams get new uniforms. It's on a five-year cycle.
5 years.
I'm probably giving his report here, but they, so basketball's up next, and they have decided on some new uniforms. They are actually going to go for two sets here, I think. And what, as you push them down, you know, then the old varsity become the JV, and then there's an extra set down there for extra JV players or blood jerseys or whatever. You have to carry an extra jersey, that kind of stuff. So there is an extra set for some old players, and Coach Brock has asked, and we've approved for him to sell them by or give them with donation, strong donation from some of the old players that are around town that people kind of ask, and then use that money to kind of help buy the new uniforms. So the money we get, I think they get $2,500, and the uniforms will be more than that because they're getting two sets, but he knows they've got some fundraising, as you know, from the shrimp dinner. So just letting the board know they're doing that if they wonder why they're selling things that belong to the school. That's why they're kicking it back into the school program. So that's fun. I think that's a neat idea, and I'm sure some of the old players will be excited for that too and be happy to donate to the program. That's my report for now. Any questions?
Sure. Thank you. It doesn't say anyone else's name on here. Do we?
They're really not on.
It's very sad, though.
It's a
Oh, no.
Jamie.
It's boring.
Okay.
Countdown. So cross-country stuff. No, 60.
The new banners are up, aren't they?
They are.
They look nice.
Oh, good. Awesome. Yeah.
I don't remember what the old ones looked like. Sorry.
Yeah,
but the new ones look nice.
You can send them home with you.
Okay.
We've actually had to update them already.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Which
yes.
is good. Track and field, got the boys region championship and an individual boys state champion and a girl who won all four events state champion. So we've got some more things to put up there. Let's see how quick the process is. This is the first test.
And there was a misspelling.
And a misspelling.
On their part, not ours.
Yes.
We
so
had
do
it right.
I'm sure you heard that.
Herdless. Yeah. Instead of herdless. You know.
Thank you. Okay, upcoming dates and meeting announcements. July 3rd is observation of Independence Day. August 3rd through 7th, auditors in the district. August 3rd, we need a couple people to set the agenda. And I should be able to do that.
I will be out of town. For that and the meeting.
Oh, okay.
You'd be gone for both.
Why do I not have... I didn't bring my... I'm so unorganized. My head's in a fog.
We have time.
So,
we could talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it would probably... Is it Sarah usually and one other person?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then Campus Connection on the 11th. Did you do it all by yourself, Mara?
She did.
Yeah.
No, Erica and Rick were both there, but yes, I was.
Thank you.
The only board member.
She was great.
Painless.
Did it sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She did great.
She did great.
She did awesome. Yes.
Awesome. Thumbs
up.
Okay.
She did great.
Yeah. I can probably do that too, actually, just so we can rotate us through.
Okay.
And then regular board meeting on the 11th at 7 here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, August 21st and 24th, tech boot camp. And 25th, teacher work day. 26th to 28th, staff development. Back to school luncheon, we should talk about maybe at some point soon. You could email the details of that.
I think we can wait till August.
Yeah.
That's a long ways away.
We can
just talk
we
about
it. We
can
do it by email, probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the 31st, first day of school for students. September 3rd, intro to my child. 4th, intro to my child. So we have an early out and a no school and a holiday. I love that. It's so nice, especially for kindergartners, to start slow.
Slow. It is nice.
Awesome. Okay.
It's like that.
Old business. We kind of discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to discuss it more?
Unless
this
you guys have any questions, maybe? Or
yeah.
This or any feedback or anything that you have for Mr. Gilmore?
This is for the grading AR 5121 and 5127. No? Good.
That starts this year for the freshmen, is that right?
We're hoping to get, start this year for freshmen, both plus and minus grading. And as they progress through the valedictory, so they try to determine the weighted grades.
So the sophomore, juniors, and seniors, it won't be
that's
in effect.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
And then with feedback from parents, has been we kind of talked to we start with juniors because there's no freshmen sophomore AP classes, but I think parents would like everything to start, and that makes sense.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you. All right. New business. I will make a motion to adopt the fiscal year 16 budget.
I'll second it.
Okay. And Karen.
Well, this certainly has been a very interesting budget year, and I'm very thankful that it's not my first year working at the school district because I don't know if I would have survived. Last week we decided that even though the state has not made their final determinations on school funding, we were going to move forward with our budget because it's due to the state by July 15th. So basically this budget is not much different than what we presented at the special board meeting. We have some actuals as far as new hires, so those have been adjusted, and it's fleshed out a little bit more, and based on what the original first presentation was based on as far as revenue. So I can go through this budget that you guys have in front of you, which is what we actually sent to the state. It's a draft, but I also have it as summarized in a presentation. So I guess we'll go through the presentation first, and then I'll entertain questions. Or if you guys want me to go through each page, I can do that. Okay, so our budget is based on 442 students. That is number comes the same time we do the actual student count in the fall. Sharon also does a projected, calls around to all the different preschools, finds out how many kids are going to be coming into kindergarten, and that's the number we came up with was 442. And this is up from 431, which is how many students we have this year. And this is a trend that we do believe will continue for the next few years. We have three schools, and we have approximately 80 employees. So some of the budget considerations for building this budget is, of course, the fact that state funding is still unknown. We did build into this budget an increase of $50 to the BSA, that's base student allocation, for fiscal 16. That was built, that passed Alaska statute last year. There's a small incremental increase for the next, actually next year is last year for the increase. The state is talking about making changes to that. We hope that they won't. We did hear today that the House and the Senate agreed on keeping that. For the state. With school funding. That's the only thing they've agreed upon at this point. That doesn't mean it'll pass, but at least there's an agreement. We did not build House Bill 278 into this budget, which represents approximately $150,000. The Alaska Food Grant, unfortunately, is not being funded, and that is about $30,000 that we put towards our food service and culinary program. And the Healthy Living Grant, the funding for that is still unknown. There's no increase in the borough appropriation. We see a decrease in our E-rate funds. That's partially due to we're getting internet services at a lower cost, but it's also due to a lower discount rate, which is based on our free and reduced funding. Again, I said an increase in the ADM, which is average daily members, from 431 to 442. And one of the biggest changes that we see that affects this budget is the decreases in the PERS and TERS on behalf rates. And I have a slide that talks a little bit more about PERS and TERS, so we'll wait until we get to that. Some of our expenditure considerations are electrical and heating. Fuel was based on our fiscal year 15 expenditures plus 10% for electricity and 20% for heating fuel. We had a pretty mild winter, but we don't want to budget too conservatively and then find that our heating fuel and our electricity has gone up. I will say that maintenance has done an amazing job in really looking at energy conservation. That elementary siding project has certainly saved us quite a bit in electricity and heating fuel. 4% decrease in health insurance, that's almost unheard of, but that's what we're looking at. 5% increase in workers' comp, 2% increase in liability insurance, 6% increase in 0% increase in property insurance. Our salary increases are based on the negotiated agreements. Classified is 2% and certified is 1%. And again, we have the PERS and TERS, so we're required to report PERS and TERS as revenue and expenditure, and that's for all district personnel salary that's eligible for the PERS and TERS. I shouldn't say that. We do have some Social Security as well. So when we have a grant, we still have to report the PERS and TERS on behalf in our operating budget. Okay, Eric, you can go to the next slide unless you guys have any questions on that. So PERS and TERS on behalf rates, the reporting this year, Our pros and cons on behalf are just over $2 million. In this operating budget for fiscal 16, it's going to be $595,163. So that represents $1.5 million of our budget that we're not going to be reporting this year because those pros and cons on behalf rates have decreased. And they've decreased because the state funding is not adequate to fund those at a higher level. So I just wanted to put some perspective in here. Fiscal 15, like I said, those PERS and TERS were $2 million. Fiscal 14, it was $1.4, almost $1.5 million. And for fiscal 16, which is a budget you guys are going to hopefully approve tonight, it's $595,000. No cash flow for the district on these. It's reporting only. It is cash flow for the state because it's a benefit that the state pays on behalf of the employees into the retirement system. Megan, do you have a question?
Yes.
Okay.
And I apologize because I'm just not operating with a full deck right now. Okay, so the 585 is what the state is compensated.
Yes.
Okay. But our expenditure is the 1.4.
No, our expenditure is the same. It's a zero balance. They balance each other out. It's a non-cash flow transaction.
Oh, I see.
It's a reporting requirement. Okay. But this year we have a $10 million budget. Next year we're looking at an 8.4.
Okay.
Which is quite a difference when you're talking overall budgets. And what impacts those budgets and how we come up with those numbers, a lot of it is because of the PERS and TERS on behalf.
Uh-huh.
And it's complicated, I think. I think it's complicated.
Well, it is complicated because then it also impacts that whole 10% of the budget. You know, even though we're not touching it, it impacts that 10%. So it kind of causes problems for us as far as what we move forward with.
Right, so we're restricted in our 10% carry forward from year to year based on our expenditures. So this year our expenditures are $10 million, so 10% of that. But next year they're 8.4, and so we can't carry more than $840,000 forward. So it is complicated.
It is a 595 final.
No, nothing's final because
this is still one of the things that they're debating. Okay.
No, the PERS and TERS on behalf rates is set.
The rate is set. Okay.
We receive a letter back in January what those rates are going to be.
Oh, okay.
Erica, do you have anything you want to add to that? Because
no, I don't think so. I mean, I think that's that. It is hard to conceptualize that because it impacts the number, but it's not something we can really.
And also, if you're just looking at it, the health of a district or overall budget, you're looking at a $10 million budget and an 8.4. What's that discrepancy just from an accounting perspective? We have no control over it.
Right.
I worry a little about the health of the state's retirement programs. I doubt that's a 75% decrease in the funding for retirees. So do they have like an account they're putting all this in to save?
Yes.
And then this isn't going to direct payments to retirees?
No. That's my understanding. That goes into an account because, and I could be wrong on this part of it, they didn't fully fund it at one point in time, so now they're going back and they're putting more money into the retirement system, is my understanding. Okay.
Scary if this state blows.
Okay, so I just wanted to give you guys a picture of fiscal 16 total projected revenues. Approximately 8% will come from special revenue funds. and I do have another slide that will talk about that. That's $714,878, and our general fund budget is $8,335,094, and that's 92% of our total projected revenues. So what makes up that 8%, our special revenue? I wish I could read it better.
I have to go closer, I'm sorry.
We have our student transportation at $182,800. That comes directly from the state. NSLP is our national school lunch program, $134,347. Mm-hmm. Hal Perkins is a federal program. That's our VocTech program at $15,000. Title 6B is our SPED program at
$135,000.
Erica,
she can even hold that mic.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
There you go.
NCLB.
I love it.
Bust out some
NCLB, No Child Left Behind, that's made up of Title 1A, Title 1C, Title 2A, and that's 25% of our special revenue. These numbers in the special revenue are based on some actual student transportation is actual, and Carl Perkins, Indian Ed, and U.S. Forest Service. The rest are based on this year's numbers, which we've been told that we will be receiving the same amount. SAP, which is the Suicide Prevention... Suicide Awareness Prevention Program. Or postvention or something like that. That's $25,000. That's 3% of our special revenue budget. Indian Education, that's $30,000 of our special revenue sources and approximately 4%. The U.S. Forest Service Garden Project, this is the last year. It will actually end September 30th. And we have approximately $12,000 left in that budget for 2%. Okay. Let's see if I can get this back.
You can't spend them for anything but what they're supposed to be for.
That's true. They're restricted.
They're restricted for the purpose with which we write the grants. So they're intended for a specific program. So is there any question about the special revenue before we move on to general fund? Okay, so general fund. I'm sorry, I can't read that. I'll come back up and do my little song and dance for you guys. Thank you. Foundation program, $5,733,649. That is about 69% of our general fund revenue sources. We have E-Rate, which is a federal program that helps offset some of our internet costs. And we have, that's less than, or it's about 1%. It's $67,587. Procurement card revenue. This is under our local revenue. Those are the credit cards that we use at the school district that earns about 1%. And so we project about $12,000 coming from that source. Student fees. Those are the fees that students pay for the classes, for their laptops, books that they might lose throughout the year. That's less than 1% of our revenues at $42,000. Student activity revenue, those are our gate receipts when we host home games, and that's less than 1% at $6,000. Other local revenues, $60,000. That's about 1% of our projected revenues. Things that go into that are donations that we might receive locally. We also pay for the health or pay for the insurance for the pool, and that money goes into our local revenues. The borough appropriation is 1.8, which represents 22% of our projected revenues. Quality schools is actually part of the foundation formula, but we're required to report that separately. That's less than 1% at $18,695. Our PERS on behalf revenue is $57,840, and our TERS is $537,323, and that's about 6% of our revenue. And our foundation is $5,733,649. Oh, I already did that one, but you get it again. So the TERS and PERS on behalf is 7% of our general fund budget, but again, it's a non-cash transaction. No cash is ever seen from the school district for that.
The Forest Service money that goes to the borough and then the borough pays us, is that how that works?
No. Oh, are you talking about the garden project? Or
no, the secure rural schools, yeah.
We don't see that except for with the 1.8 borough funding.
Oh, okay.
So the borough manages that, and they do keep it in a separate account, and it does accrue interest, and they will keep that for the school.
So a third of the local contribution is actually from the...
Yes, that is correct.
Forest money. Okay.
Yes. Do you have any questions about the projected revenue? Sorry. Okay. So then I broke all of the expenditures out by function. So when you're looking at page 2 of your budget that we actually send to the state, this is where these numbers come from. So I don't have to take the microphone now and go up there. I can read it right off my paper. So regular instruction, we project our expenditures to be $3,730,297. And that includes our ELL program and our VocTech program. Special education, I guess I could read the percentage. So that's 44% of our operating budget for regular instruction. Our special education budget is approximately 13% of our operating budget at $1,087,053. Support services students. This is our counselor budget, and that's approximately 4% of our overall budget of $297,026. Support services instruction, that's function 350 for us. That is $612,300, and that represents approximately 7% of our overall operating budget. That's our libraries and our tech budget. School administration, $313,709, and that's approximately 4% of our overall operating budget. School administration support services, that's our secretaries, at $187,665, and that's approximately 2% of the overall budget. District administration is $337,138. This also includes the board's budget. So the district administration includes the superintendent and the board. They're lumped together. District administration support services, that's the finance office, that's $204,440. And that's approximately 2% of the overall budget. Operations and maintenance, $1,330,686. And that represents, is that 16 or 18? 16%. Student activities, $245,133. And that's approximately 3% of the overall budget. And other financing uses, there's $50,000 transferred out, and I know that you guys approved transfer out last special meeting with our fiscal 15 budget, but we still need to keep moving funds into food service and bus transportation just because we're going to see that we're not going to be able to carry as much fund balance forward from year to year, and so putting it into these programs is prudent. It's fiscally responsible because we're not going to be able to carry it forward. Do you have questions about this one? Yeah, I think so. And then here's a budget of it's by object. So function is what we do in the school district. So it's really, when you're approving the budget, you're approving it based on the function of what we do, instruction, special ed. But it's also interesting to look at our expenditures by object code and what percentages. So again, I can't read that, so I have to go forward. Okay, so we're looking at certified salaries represents approximately 37% of our overall operating budget. Non-certified salaries is approximately 15%. Do you guys want me to read the actual numbers or? Okay. Employee benefits at 29%. Professional and technical at 1%.
And that would be things like?
That's PBIS, CERC. It's all of our contracts that, you know, it's our fire alarm services. Basically, anybody that we bring in that's a specialist to come in and do something for the school district because we can't manage it in-house or the training's not available in-house, that's what professional and technical services is. We have staff travel 1%, student travel 1%, other... let me go back. Utility services, that's our heating, heating oil, electricity, and that's 8% of our budget. Other purchase services, it's very similar to professional and technical, except for it might be somebody that we bring in to replace the carpets. So we're purchasing services from somebody else. Those two are kind of interchangeable a little bit, but that's 1% of the operating budget. Insurance, bonds, and premiums, those are our actual property insurance, liability insurance. That's 2% of the overall operating budget. Supplies, material, and media, that's 5% of our overall budget. And that includes curriculum, adoption, laptop, freshman laptop refresh. All of our consumables that we use in the classroom. We have other expenses at less than 1%, and those are usually our dues and fees that we have to pay. We pay rent for the PILT program that comes out of there. And then equipment. That equipment is actually built into the maintenance budget just as a safety net in case something breaks down. And then transfer to food service is less than 1%, and transfer to student transportation less than 1%. Okay, Erica, unless you guys have questions on this page. And that's the presentation. I can go through the budget line by line if you guys want me to. It's the board's pleasure. It's very similar, like I said, to the when we met and had the special meeting last month, but we wanted to make sure that the public had an opportunity to hear about our budget. And again, it's based on what we know as of today.
Okay. Questions, anybody?
Karen has put an incredible amount of time into this. I would like to acknowledge that as well.
Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome.
Of time goes into Karen's life.
It's a lot easier when the state is more cooperative.
I know.
Oh, wait, but I have something else I wanted to share. Oh, I guess we have to wait till this, and then I want to talk about food service and bus transportation because there were some questions at the last meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or do I talk about it now?
Well, we discussed it in here. I think we could give information. It came up during the special work session about it.
I did not have a chance to look at the average number of riders. I apologize. I will try and do that. I compiled something, but I forgot to look at it when I got home. Oh, do you have it? Okay. Yeah.
27 for the morning routes and 24 for the afternoon and 8. Yeah.
So, average number of riders for the whole year for the AM routes was 27 students. Our average number of riders for the kindergarten run was 8, and for the afternoon runs, it was 24 riders. So, our next year's contract is based on 2 buses, and each bus is $569 a day at approximately 170 days of transporting students. So the total cost per day for our bus contract is $1,138. And I did not figure out what that would average out per student, but I can tell you that I've talked with Dennis Watson from the Department of Education, and Kurt, our bus services are top-notch, and they're not, the contract is not, it's very reasonable. It is very reasonable for the service that we get. So I wanted to address the bus contract because that question had come up. And then the other question that came up at the last meeting was about what it costs to run food service. So we sat down and calculated some numbers, and the cost for food service per day is approximately $1,500. And on average, they're serving 266 meals a day. And that does not include the fresh fruit and vegetable program because that's only at the elementary school. But it does include the breakfast, the lunch program, and the after-school program.
Summer programs don't include
that. No, it's not.
Sustain itself actually ends up with a little more.
That's for all 3 schools?
Yes. Yep.
And does that cost include wages and everything like that too?
Mm-hmm. That's everything. That's everything.
Yep.
Just over half of it is for personnel, and the rest is for food. And they use some of the food that's left over from the lunch program for the snack program. They're very food service. Carly does a great job of maximizing her resources.
Yep.
So that's all I have for you guys.
That's a lot.
Thank you for running those slideshow, Erica.
Yeah, thank you. Sure.
And thank you for putting it in a way that people who are, you know, highly skilled can understand.
And we will put this on the website.
Yes.
Probably it'll be up even tonight or tomorrow. So if people did want to go look, it is fairly user-friendly, I think. I mean, I think it tries, you know, to address it. And if you do have questions, you could... If people have questions.
Well, assuming that the board approves the budget, both the budget and the slideshow will go up on the school website.
Yep.
Thank you very much. So, we need to...
Remake the motion because we had a discussion, right?
Okay, yes. So I'm going to make a motion to adopt the fiscal year. But we have to remake it because we discussed.
It's
nope.
Already on the floor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you just need a roll call?
We just need the
vote if there's no more discussion.
The voting, yeah. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl Byam.
Yes.
Megan Litster.
Yes.
Jay Litster.
Yes.
Marley
Thompson. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Funding comes in out of above.
Yes, that would be great. That would be really good.
Okay. So we have a resignation acceptance. Do I read this then? The board recognizes the resignation of Ruth Johnson, instructional assistant effective at the end of the 2014-15 school year, as accepted by the superintendent on behalf of the board per board policy 4117.2 for resignations. And now we have some hires. So I'll make a motion to approve the personnel hire of Heather Kahn, fourth grade, for the 2015-16 school year.
I'll second that.
And do we need to do a roll after each win?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sharon, will you please call the roll?
Jane Lister?
Yes.
Megan Lister?
Yes.
Yes.
And I'll make a motion to approve the personnel hire of Lisa Schrebeck, Title I Reading Migrant, ELL teacher for the 2015-16 school year.
Second.
Sharon, please call the roll.
Lauren Lutonsky?
Yes.
Cheryl
Weidel?
Yes.
Megan Lister?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Which I think the next one, Cheryl.
I make a motion to approve the temporary one-year personnel hire of Mary McKiff, third grade, for 2015-16.
I'll second. Sharon?
Megan Lister?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Marla Tomsky?
Yes.
Cheryl Weidel?
Yes. I recommend to make a motion to approve the personnel hire of Alice Kumps, Life Science and Math for 2015-16 school year.
I'll second. And Sharon?
Cheryl
Weidel?
Yes.
Marla Lutomsky?
Yes.
Megan Lister?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
All right. Congratulations to our four new teachers.
Yay!
We're excited. We have some good ones.
I know.
Lots of good ones.
I know that it was a difficult decision for the committees, so congratulations or thank you to them for putting all their hard work in and doing the interviews.
Absolutely. It is difficult in small towns. It's the blessing and curse of having lots of wonderful people apply. And we have so many jobs, so we feel really good about the people we hired. We're excited about it.
And we're some teacher producing school district.
I know, that's what I mean. Homegrown,
say?
It's great.
It's like, that's incredible.
It's awesome.
I love it.
I think so too.
Okay, so now I will make a motion to approve the above policies at first reading. And then, should I read them all off, or maybe Cheryl? Do we need to read them off? Do you mind doing it, Cheryl? I can't breathe.
Okay. To approve the policies, BP0411, service animals, BP3542, roles and duties of employees, BP4131, staff development, BP4161.4, family and medical leave. BP5125.1, release of directory information. BP5131.43, harassment, intimidation, and bullying. BP5131.6, alcohol and other drugs. BP5138, student possession and use of personal electronic devices, including cellular phones. BP5141.52, suicide prevention. BP6142, extracurricular and co-curricular activities. BP6145.22, concussion in student athletes. BP6146.3, college and career readiness assessments. BP6161.4, internet. BP6162.5, standardized testing. BP6172, special education. BP6174, bilingual, bicultural education, limited English proficiency. BP6174.1, education of Native Indian students.
Thank you. And the board policy committee met and reviewed the policies that needed to be updated or added because of the past legislative action. These policies are drafted by Association of Alaska School Boards attorney to comply with the law. And discussion, I will say that Sarah and Erica and I are on the board, the policy committee.
You're doing great.
And all of the ones that are being updated, all this big chunk, were ones where we're just kind of catching up with the action, the legislative action, like is said here, or things that AASB has updated. So they're not. Most of these were
pretty straightforward. Some, you know, editing kinds of things or small language changes, not big, major changes. Yeah. So, just getting up to speed. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions or discussion? Policies?
Ms. Copies back there if anybody wants a copy of all this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, people are. Yes, feel free to check them out. Sharon, can you call the roll?
Cheryl Feil.
Yes.
Marlo Tomsky.
Yes.
Joe Lister.
Yes.
Megan Litster.
Yes. Are we possibly towards the end here? What am I missing? Additional comments from board members?
Jay, he's doing a good job with the graduation stuff. It went real well.
Thanks, I thought so, yeah.
He's looking very nice.
Team effort, so that's great.
Well, those are all great speakers, including yourself. So.
Thank you.
You have to show us a banana trick, though, sometime. We couldn't see it.
First time,
too. It made the whole night.
Can I just thank you again, the board, as we wrap up the year, not meeting next month. Thank you again. It's definitely been the most difficult professional career of my professional year of my career, if I can say, and I went through it, and kids are great, and graduating, and moving on to the next grade is a nice thought. So thanks so much again, just for the board supporting this year. Bigger and better years.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Looking forward to a smooth ride next year.
Right.
Any future agenda items?
Mm-hmm. Look at us.
All right. You need a motion to adjourn. Can I make a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
I have officially made a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Second. Third. Very good.
All right. Do we call the roll on this?
No.
I have no idea what it is. Okay. All right, right here.
Coming up at 9, Thistle and Shamrock. At 10:05, Radio Free with Kyle Clayton. And at midnight, BBC News live from London.
This live broadcast of the Petersburg School Board meeting is brought to you by KFSK and Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, helping clients find out how to protect any valuable asset, from stamp or teacup collections to houses and boats of all sizes, and everything in between. Plenty of information from the local agents is available. Petersburg Wrangell Insurance, 772-3858.